FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Officials in Gutu and Northern KZN have made a request for relief resources from Kochta. Weather-related disasters over the past 3 years have left the community reeling. Mayor Lindugu Hleshabalala says the recent heavy rains have made the situation worse. He was speaking at an event where a water tanker and streetlights were handed over toward the Ward 9 community yesterday.
We are hit hard by storms and wildfires in our area of Ngutu. As on the 5th to the 8th of November this year, we were again hit by a storm and our roads were damaged. We are pleading with the MEC that if there are situations like this, he must also remember us as a community of Ngutu.
Gauteng Education has given food vendors at schools 21 days to register their businesses. The province is taking steps to curb incidents of food poisoning after recording over 400 cases, including 23 deaths. The registration deadline for informal traders, shops and vendors was set by President Cyril Ramaphosa last week. Here's Gauteng Education's Steve Mabona.
All tuck shops, traders and vendors must comply with legal requirements, bylaws and food management regulations. Vendors operating on school premises are required to obtain a valid certificate of acceptability, which will then be utilized to monitor them accordingly.
If you're among the many consumers planning to take advantage of this month's Black Friday deals, here's some advice from a finance expert.
If you don't have things that you really need, or you don't have stuff that you've budgeted for, then maybe sit it out.
Some retailers have already started offering special deals online and in-store ahead of one of the busiest shopping periods of the year. Traditionally, Black Friday in the US occurs a day after Thanksgiving and marks the start of holiday shopping. The hype's caught on in other parts of the world, with some businesses here running specials across several weeks. Expert Salem Inyati, who's with the Momentum Group, says as tempting as these bargains can be, consumers need to prioritize essential items.
Black Friday is not a once-off event. It happens every year, so you can miss out. You don't have to participate every time. Other than that, plan for what you need. Make purchases on what really is that is a need for you.
Staying with money matters, and we could see another significant decline in inflation. That's according to economist Darby Ruart, ahead of an announcement by Stats SA this morning.
We can expect quite good news as far as inflation is concerned. The most recent numbers suggest that inflation is at 3.8%, which is actually below that midpoint of the target band of the Reserve Bank. And I think that the newest figures that will be announced will show that inflation is even lower. And I expect inflation to be close to about 3%. It's even possible that inflation will fall below 3%.
A recap of our lead story. Officials in Gutu and Northern KZN have made a request for relief resources from Kochta. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team. For now, I'm Natara Nadesan.